edition, also the Halloween edition of the show. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. That, again, is freetalklive.com. So, since it's the Halloween edition of the show, we sort of pull out some Halloween-related articles, and we've talked about all sorts of things tonight. Everything from the silly Halloween alternatives, so-called, that the evangelical Christians are doing, sex offenders being ordered to keep their lights off in certain areas of the country, as well as France apparently announcing that Halloween is dead in that country. It just didn't work out for the French folk.
It's really funny.
And now here's something else for you from New York City. Like the Ghostbusters of the Silver Screen, according to Newsday.com, no story is too crazy for the 9 volunteer ghost hunters to work for Paranormal Investigation of New York City.
What?
Yes, quote, if there is evidence there, I want to be the one to find it, said founder Dominic Villela, who has been fascinated by the paranormal since childhood. Read, he's still a kid, hasn't grown up yet, still believes in ghosts. Met a group of like-minded individuals through the internet 3 years ago. Oh, no, Mark. This is the dark side of the internet. This is the technology being a double-edged sword. It can be good for enhancing the lives of the people around the world. It could be great for accessing information that you'd never would have possibly been able to access before. And at the same time, it also allows kooky whack jobs to get together and commiserate and, hang out.
Start their own organization, apparently.
Start their own ghost hunters group.
I wonder if they have a hearse that they ride around in.
Soon after the meeting, they went beyond discussing the possibility of the paranormal to actively trying to prove its existence. Now the website, 24-hour hotline, and thousands of dollars worth of gear. Villela, who's 38, a stay-at-home Brooklyn dad, and his team of paranormal investigators will look into any suspected haunting in the region for no charge at all. That's because you couldn't possibly get anyone to pay for these fools to come around.
I would think that's true.
Villela said, quote, there are certain people not ready to let go of life, and maybe they hold on. This year, meaning ghosts, I guess, this year Paranormal NYC has conducted 19 investigations, Mark, including at Broadway's Belasco Theater and East Village Apartment and a historic prison in Pennsylvania. Now, you gotta wonder.
The Eastern Penitentiary. Now,
who's calling these people out?
I think they probably, half the time, they just hear that the place might be haunted, and they call up and say, hey, we're with the Ghostbusters. We'd like to come out and investigate. There won't be any charge. We just want to look around with our thousands of dollars worth of equipment that we've spent our... And they're like, okay.
Our electrometer.
You can come into the Eastern Penitentiary as long as you pay the admission fee, just like anybody else.
So far, the evidence it's collected wouldn't convince a skeptic, but the company's determined to scientifically document an actual haunting. When on call, they carry a trunk full of pricey high-tech equipment, such as digital thermometers. They contend that ghosts may cause a drop in temperature. Sophisticated microphones to pick up a ghost's whispers, which, by the way, we've talked about this one before. The technique, Mark, is to go in with a little tape recorder and record where you suspect that the haunting activity might be. What do they call it? There's some sort of term. They always come up with these terms, industry terms, if you will, for the crackpots. And what they do is they take the tape and they play it backwards because for some reason ghosts speak
backwards,
invisibly backwards, and if you play a tape backwards, you'd be able to hear the ghost. Allegedly. Of course, it's a load of crap. And it's...
Backmasking?
Backwards mask. But that's not what they call it. There's some sort of... it's like electronic voice recognition or something like that. It's just silly. Anyway, electronic field meters to sense the ghost's presence. And video cameras to capture the elusive ultimate proof. After each investigation, the group can spend hours staring at the footage and listening to audio recordings for any sign of a spirit. And that's got to be, these people are so sad. Their lives, the electronic voice phenomenon, my board op is filling me in here because the crackpot show that comes on the air after us on our network talks about this stuff all the time.
I hope he beats you up.
anyway, can you imagine this guy's life, these people? They go from place to place, record a bunch of blank video and audio tape. And, okay, well, it's not blank videotape if there's actually a picture, I suppose, but they record these tapes, then they take them back to their little apartment or wherever their office is located, because apparently they got a 24-hour hotline. They take them back to their...
That's a cell phone with an answering machine,
yeah,
or with a message on it.
They take them back, and they investigate the footage, meaning they sit there for hours listening to blank audio, and then when they hear something, because again, if there's some sort of noise or some sort of quirk, maybe with the microphone and the cassette recorder, there might be some sort of digital noise or something like that on the tape, and then it's, there's evidence! Slow it down! Stop it! We need to cut this out! Enhance! Enhance! Play it back! I mean, can you imagine how excited they get about this stuff?
It's not a life I'd want to live.
Oh, actually, the article points it out. They're most excited about an instance of electronic voice phenomenon collected during a visit to Eastern State Penitentiary, a prison-turned-tourist attraction in Philadelphia. The team placed tape recorders in several cells, and one picked up a whisper that the team believes is saying, "My house. House. My home." "That was a creepy place," said Dan Sturgis, 41, an actor from Manhattan and a member of Paranormal NYC. Last month, the Sci-Fi Channel brought them to the Belasco Theater to look for the ghost of the man who built the theater, David Belasco, who died in 1931. The Yella said he had an unexplained sighting in the basement. Quote, "I saw a ball of light on the black wall dancing around, and then it disappeared. It lasted for maybe about 15 seconds. Yeah, that's a pretty significant claim, Mark. You think he had his video camera with him?
How long ahead do they think these up?
What, their claims?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think we should see a ball of dancing light at the Belasco Theater.
Well, where does it all go? I mean, what is the point of it all? What is their end game? They really must believe it, don't you think? I mean, because they couldn't possibly profit from this crap. They couldn't possibly make money off of this, could they?
No, I wouldn't.
Did Sci-Fi
think so.
Pay them to come out here? No.
Well, maybe Sci-Fi gave them a few bucks.
Just get a few crackpots out here to act like they, you know, act like they're experts on paranormal stuff. I mean, there's anybody
who right.
Anybody who's read a second grade book about ghosts is an expert on the paranormal, because it's all a load of crap. Sturgis says, "They usually call us after the plumber and electrician can't find anything wrong. The majority of the group's calls come from people frustrated by noises that they can't explain." You live in New York City. There's noise everywhere in New York City.
Right. How can you not find noise?
Just bizarre. 800-259-9231. Have you ever known somebody who was into the ghosts, into paranormal stuff, like to the point where you were wanting to distance yourself from them because they're a little wacky? By the way, I love to recommend Penn & Teller's show, BS. Just one of the greatest shows of all time. And if you like making fun of people like this, Penn & Teller did the best, it was just the best half an hour on ghost hunters that you could ever possibly experience. It was so hilarious. They followed guys like this. These volunteer types that go around and look for ghosts with their silly equipment. They followed them around and took really dramatic footage of them, like walking towards the camera. And of course, they're in their normal outfits, which consist of trench coats and really dramatic sort of flair. And so they took the footage of them walking towards the camera. Because you know how news crews, they sort of take this B-roll footage of just useless crap. You put the camera down on the ground as the guy walks towards the camera. It's just something you can put on the television while you're doing a voiceover. So they did these sort of useless useless footage. But they really, really just made it sweet. They put a kind of a sepia filter over it, so everything was sort of gold. And then they, you know, added this really dramatic music to the background, and it's just hilarious. They made these people look really lame. It was great stuff.
You know, my dad believed in these sorts of things, ghosts and aliens and all that stuff. But it didn't consume his life in any way.
I didn't have a 24-hour hotline?
No, I like the way he, you know, for him, ghosts and aliens really just made life a little more interesting.
I suppose.
You know, just... It's more interesting stuff. Rather than sitting around and watching TV, you could, you know, to some extent think about these things. Or it'd give him something to talk about to people, including his son. I don't know.
Ah, but now he could, if he was still alive, now he could watch TV about ghosts and aliens. Because there's so many shows about this stuff. 800-259-9231, that is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. We're about running dry on the Halloween stuff. But still the story about the Black Cat Ban on the way.
Fiercely independent, Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 31st, 2006. Gold opened at $599.90, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $625.26. Again, that's $625.26 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering the creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once, and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 1-800-259-9231, the Halloween edition. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give everything away there, the Shrine of Female Listeners included. Ladies, the dozens and dozens of ladies that have sent in their photo from around the world to prove that they listen to the show. They're validated. You can see what I mean. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And Mark, I believe you had a special invitation, a Halloween-related invitation for the lady listeners out there.
Well, I thought, you know, they're all dressed up in their Halloween costume. Wouldn't it be a great time to just quick scrawl on a piece of paper, Free Talk Live, and send in a validated picture for our Shrine of Female Listeners.
That would be a perfect
opportunity. It would give it a Halloween flair. You're all dressed up. It's a good time.
Especially if it's a naughty nurse or a naughty, what are the other ones? Maid?
Yeah,
French maid?
I don't care if it's fairies, witches,
yeah,
you know, superheroes. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, it's a good idea. All right, so perfect opportunity to send your picture in for the Shrine of Female Listeners. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd to the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be in attendance. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. As we go to Eric in Kansas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Eric.
Hi.
Hey.
I understand you are somewhat skeptical about the paranormal.
Yeah, you could say that. It's a load of crap.
Well, I'll tell you, if you ever tried doing EVP, you might change your mind.
What is EVP?
Electronic voice phenomena.
Right. That's where you set a tape recorder out in an area where you believe there's paranormal activity and then play it back in reverse.
Well, you've got the basic gist of it.
Wait a minute.
Reverse has nothing to do with it. Absolutely. I don't know where you're getting that.
Okay. Maybe I'm just adding that in.
You can just, yeah, I think so. I think you've,
Eric. Be fair. You know that there's more than a share of these paranormal crackpots that have played them back in reverse just in hopes that they missed something.
Oh, I'm sure people have tried everything who've experimented with various recordings, but no, the reverse thing has nothing to do with it. You just play it forward just like normal. And
the most important question is, Eric, have you experimented with EVP?
Yes, I have, and I got some results, and that's why I absolutely believe it, and I'm convinced.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what kind of results did you get?
Well, I went to a cemetery in Topeka with a friend, and we just turned on our digital recorders and walked around, and I got a voice out of the blue that said, "Who's your daddy?" So apparently, I'm serious. They have a sense of humor on the other side. And, I mean, there's nobody else around. Uh-huh. It's, you know, it really happened. And that's not the only voice. I've gotten other voices that were not quite as clear and audible, but it's absolutely real. And if you would...
Do you go out and actually talk to the cemetery? Do you just sort of ask it questions? Are you
what I do now is I go out there. I'll say if there's anyone here who'd like to say anything, just speak up. I'm recording. And usually about half the time I will get a response of some sort.
Come on, Eric. No. You're pulling our chain. You're just trying to get people who sort of still believe in ghosts to go out and waste their time in graveyards holding up digital recorders.
That's a ridiculous accusation. No, I don't care if you believe. I mean, I have nothing to gain one way or the other. I'm just saying that it absolutely works. I don't care if you believe it or not. It does. I mean, your belief in it is
now
irrelevant.
Now, wait a minute. How clear are these messages that
you're supposed to believe? They vary. Some are extremely crystal clear, and others are garbled.
Why is it that some are crystal clear and some are garbled? I mean,
I have no idea. It's a new science, and we just don't have all the answers.
This isn't science. There's no science involved here. This
well,
is crackpottery.
It's something about our world that we do not fully understand that does not make it crackpottery. I'm sorry, you're wrong.
So you're telling me that the microphone, which has a frequency response of, let's say, 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz, the typical, I mean, they usually microphones have no larger of a frequency response than that. You're telling me that this microphone, which has the exact same frequency response as the human ear, can somehow hear things that the human ear cannot? That's the science, and that's why it's total crap, in my opinion.
I don't know. I don't know what the range of recorder is, so I can't really.
You can look at the technical specs on any of your instruction books. You turn to the last page. They've got technical specifications like the THD, the power that it draws, that sort of thing.
Well, whatever
the frequency response of the microphone, you can. That doesn't make any sense. Why would a frequency response on a microphone be picking up something that your ear could not?
I've read explanations for this, and I think it has something to do with the fact that the way it is, when it's played back, it goes through some kind of process which amplifies it in a way that it was not there originally.
Ooh, sounds like a pretty generic, non-scientific response there.
Well,
I mean, really,
they,
have you done your research?
No, I haven't researched. I just know it works.
So you just go out to graveyards and record stuff.
Now, all I know is it works for me, and it's fascinating. It's a fascinating hobby. And I don't really need to know the science. I just know that when you get
I see, but you claimed it was science earlier, and now you're saying you don't
need to. I'm saying that science, what I mean is that it is a field of study which science will eventually one day know more about, but we do not now know.
We don't
have all the answers about the universe and the way things work.
Now,
I'm sorry.
There real scientists that are actually involved in this, or is it just a bunch of crackpot ghost hunters?
Amateurs.
Oh, I'm sure there are people who are real unquote scientists.
What universities? What universities have spent time investigating this phenomenon? Does it work at any graveyard or just specific ones?
Your answers are kind of hostile. Your questions are kind of hostile.
Yeah, yes, they are. But that's his job.
They're fair questions. What universities have studied this?
I told you I'm not interested in...
You're not interested in validating this particular science, which, of course, is the point
of
science.
You're not interested in doing anything but calling me a crackpot.
I'm asking you for evidence here. I'm asking you for more
proof. I'm telling you I've gone out and done it, and I don't have to prove anything to you.
Well, okay, then you are not a scientist. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Don't come on the air and claim that you're a scientist when you don't have any information, any facts, anything beyond your case study of, well, I went out to a graveyard and I had a tape recorder, or I had a digital recorder. And you know what? I should have asked him if there was a difference between a tape recorder and a digital recorder. Do digital recorders work better, or are you more likely to pick up the ghosties when you got a tape?
See, I would have thought that the tapes, because there's anomalies in a tape because it's playing right off of it and that kind of thing. But he said that he used digital recorders.
Yeah, he did.
And got the recordings.
Yeah.
And you know, that's why, for one thing, I think that it's fruitless discussing this particular subject. Not on the air, because I think that it's a fine discussion on the air, but in general, you can't prove or disprove whether ghosts exist or it's aliens and all these kind of things. It's just, it's not worth a discussion. Now, Sasquatch, on the other hand, real. Real.
So, do you see where I'm coming from here, Mark? He claims it's a science, and then he claims he doesn't have to prove anything. That's not science. The point of science is to test. The point of science is to test. You know, you come up with a hypothesis. You test your hypothesis. You come up with, you know, there's a process here. And you don't just get on the air and claim something's a science, but then you've got nobody else to back it up beyond some crackpot that appears on the Art Bell or the Jeff Rentz show at, you know, 3 in the morning.
Yes, Art, I was out at a graveyard last night.
At this point, it's entertainment.
Yeah.
But, maybe they will come up with something that they can prove later on.
Yeah, you let me know when that happens.
And they're not going to do it unless people continue to explore. I have no interest in it. I don't believe in it.
1-800-259-9231. If there really was something scientific going on, where are the real scientists investigating?
They should spend their time on something valuable like Sasquatch.
Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, your show, you take control, toll free, 800-259-9231, that's 1-800-259-9231, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Archives are there, an entire year's worth of the show awaits you. You just get them for free, there's no charge. freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, DJ in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi guys.
Hey DJ, what's up?
Well, Ian, I'm a little disappointed in you.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, just because, okay, I look at all this paranormal stuff from a very scientific point of view.
Okay.
I think of everything in terms of probability. And yes, I don't really, it's true that I don't really believe in these things, because I really don't believe in anything. Belief is the absence of science.
Okay.
And I'm a very scientific-minded person. But I look at things in terms of probability.
Okay.
Now, I from the science that I've seen and heard about the so-called paranormal, I think there's probably a 98 or 99% chance that it is pretty much garbage.
Oh yeah.
But there's still a chance that there's something to it.
I suppose.
That there's some truth to it, and I think that you being a very free-thinking individual, very libertarian-minded person, I would think that you would see that as well.
I could acknowledge that there's a chance that something like this could possibly be possible, but all I asked that last dude for was some sort of, you know, he claimed it was science, so where are the scientists? I mean, if there's, you know, if there's a chance out there, maybe there's some real scientist types out there looking into this instead of a bunch of crackpot loons, DJ.
Well,
now,
I think
DJ,
there are some scientists.
Now, DJ, I have a question. Don't you think that the statistical aspect of this would go up dramatically because there have been several organizations offer large monetary rewards to somebody who can prove anything?
The James Randi Educational Foundation offering the $1 million paranormal challenge. This has been on the table for years now. The foundation committed to providing a reliable information about paranormal claims. It both supports and conducts original research into such claims. At JREF, we offer a $1 million prize to anyone who can show, under proper observing conditions, evidence of any paranormal, supernatural, or occult power or event.
The JREF does not involve itself in the testing procedure other than helping to design the protocol and approving the conditions under which a test will take place. All tests are designed with the participation and approval of the applicant. In most cases, the applicant will be asked to perform a relatively simple preliminary test of the claim, which, if successful, will be followed by the formal test. Preliminary tests are usually conducted by associates of the JREF, the James Randi Educational Foundation, at the site where the applicant lives. Upon success of the preliminary testing process, the applicant becomes a claimant. To date, no one has ever passed the preliminary tests. So
that's interesting.
I'm all for it. I mean, gosh, you know, if somebody could come up with something, you know, real and tangible and scientific beyond just personal claims like that last caller, then I'd look at it. I was interested in this stuff as a kid, but now as an adult, I realize it's just a bunch of, you know, a bunch of fantasy for the most part. But nonetheless, my mind remains open. And if somebody can, I mean, why wouldn't they go after this $1 million paranormal challenge? That's a lot of money for these ghost hunters. I mean, it's not like they've got big bank accounts or anything like that. They could really use that $1 million. And besides, the first person that was to ever claim the $1 million paranormal challenge? That's huge news. I mean, that's tremendous. That would be the first person to ever scientifically prove existence of a paranormal phenomenon. And no one has ever done it. Why? You'd think that there'd be all kinds of scientists looking into this. After all, everyone wants to believe in ghosts. Everyone wants to believe that mom and dad or grandma and grandpa are still somewhere out there in the ether, floating around, maybe haunting their old house or haunting the graveyard. Everyone wants to believe in these things, so you'd think there'd be a tremendous interest in proving that they were actually true. Why is it the scientific community ignores it? DJ?
I really don't want to believe in ghosts or the paranormal. I don't want to believe in anything, as I said before.
Mm-hmm.
But I am interested in the science part of it, and it's interesting that no one has come forward with enough evidence to claim this prize. I think that's a great program to have. I mean,
You
know, if there really is science out there proving this, then you know.
And James Randi isn't a scam artist. He's serious. They've really got the money. They really are offering this prize. And nobody can claim it.
I find that interesting.
Well, and the reason why nobody can claim it is because it's just a bunch of... I mean, the paranormal community is made up of a variety of different types. There's the types like the psychics that are trying to make money off of other people, off of their sorrow, off of their lost loved ones. They're trying to capitalize off of that loss, which, of course, is despicable. And so there's those types.
Agree.
And then there's the types like the last guy who called in that's just, you know, somebody with nothing better to do with their time that has made this into a hobby of theirs. They are true believers. They believe in these things before. They're not actually investigating them from a scientific perspective. They're investigating them from a, I believe, now let me prove it to myself perspective. So
yeah, a lot of it could be the placebo effect, too, that, you know, they want to believe it, so then, you know, therefore it happens to them, only to them.
Yep, exactly.
I think that has a big part to do with it as well.
And I agree completely. DJ, any other thoughts?
No, that's about it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. So I think it should be pointed out, sure, I've got an open mind. It's just that the more I learn as an adult, again, I was really into this as a kid. I was checking out books from the library about ESP and ghosts and paranormal phenomenon and even Bigfoot. And checking out all those books, reading about all that stuff, and I was into it as a kid. And then as I got older and started realizing that, hey, you know, this isn't everything that they claimed it was. In fact, there's no science behind this at all. It's just a bunch of crackpots.
Now, what is it when you can communicate from one person's mind to the other?
Telepathy.
Telepathy.
Yes.
I think that that has some room to be real.
I agree with that.
Because there's electronic...
Not necessarily with communication, per se, but I believe that great minds can think alike. And I think that if you are on the same wavelength with somebody else, like, for instance, my girlfriend and I are shocked sometimes at how we both think the exact same things at the same exact times. Now, what's the explanation for that? We just have similar chemistry? I don't know.
I would think that you probably hang around each other so much that your minds get in tune, but it's just a thought.
But it was like that when we were first getting together.
Very odd.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Very strange.
All I can say is that brains communicate by little electric charges.
Right.
And... I don't think that there's any reason why there couldn't be some kind of, I don't know, jump arc, as it were, from one place to another.
I don't know if it's necessarily communication. I agree with you. There's a lot about the brain that is ununderstood, and I think there's a lot of real scientific study as far as the brain is concerned, not necessarily ghosties.
But I don't know necessarily about communicating from one brain to another. It just seems that we're on the exact same track and exactly having the exact same thoughts at the exact same times, and we'll just throw it out there and just be shocked that's going on. It's fascinating. 800-259-9231. So there you go. So it's clear that I've got an open mind. I'm willing to talk about it. We'll let the calls through. But if you get on the air and claim that you're a scientist, or claim that there's a science behind EVP, electronic voice phenomenon, more what the original caller did?
Yeah, that he claimed that there was a science.
He claimed that there was a science. And if you want to make claims like that, I'm going to call you on the carpet. That's all. I'm not going to let those things lay.
Now, let's look at it from this point of view. Now, if you're an amateur archaeologist, now our archaeologist is a scientist, but you could just be a person who goes out and digs around in the dirt,
sure,
pulls up stuff, and keeps it or whatever they do with it. Now, you would be sort of an amateur scientist in the same way that this guy would be doing amateur science, mm-hmm, if he considered this a science. It would certainly be debatable as to whether it is. I don't think it is. By collecting this data. So,
sure. But an amateur archaeologist, when I said, well, what's up with this archaeology stuff? Is there anybody who's actually doing this as a science? You could say, yeah, the University of so-and-so, the University of so-and-so, Dr. so-and-so. There's plenty of people that you can point to and say, yeah, I may be doing this for fun and for free, but there are real people devoting their lives to this. Who's devoting their lives to EVP? I mean, really, if it was a real phenomenon and the dead were really trying to reach from beyond the grave and speak to people, you'd think there'd be some serious scientific interest in that, wouldn't you?
Certainly there would. There's $1 million at stake.
Yeah, there is $1 million at stake, if not more. There's also other organizations beyond the Randy Foundation. 800-259-9231. And anybody, any scientist, I mean, scientists are scraping for grants. They're always looking for money from somewhere. This would be a perfect opportunity for them. But nobody's claimed it. And it's been years that it's been available. By the way, you take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The Black Cat Band. We'll tell you about it coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Only moments remain, but still enough time for your call if you make it now. And, by the way, I was over at randy.org. This is the James Randi Educational Foundation that we were talking about a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just type in whatever sort of crackpot paranormal stuff you're looking for. And there's all sorts of discussion and forums. And this EVP is there and information and recorded claims and all that. And it's just there's just a huge amount of information for you to look through there at randi.org. So if you're looking for a more scientific perspective on these claims, great place to get a start. So Boise, Idaho, from AOL, or the AP, actually, a black cat won't cross your path this Halloween, not if a northern Idaho animal shelter can help it. Like many shelters around the country, the Kootenai Humane Society in Coeur d'Alene is prohibiting black cat adoptions from October 28th through November 2nd. Why, you ask? Fearing the animals could be mistreated in Halloween pranks. Has this actually happened?
I don't know, but I have a black cat with some white markings. And my mother is constantly worried that every year she warns me, as though I couldn't remember from last year's
keep
warning.
Keep him inside.
Keep him, right, keep him inside. Somebody's going to take this morbidly obese Tuxedo Tom and sacrifice him to, I don't even know who, the Baphomet or something.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine.
Now, you actually have been keeping Senor Grouchy Pants, is his name. You actually have been keeping him inside since your move to New Hampshire, but it's not because of children.
No, it's because of these the other mythic creatures, fisher cats. They talk about these, I'm not sure whether they're feral cats or fishers, which are a big weasel. That apparently snatch up domestic cats, outdoor domestic cats, mm-hmm. and use them for bait. Senior Grouchy Pants can't move very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's somewhat encumbered by his girth.
Yeah.
And whatever a regular cat might be able to get away from one of these things, Senior Grouchy Pants cannot. And
no.
He doesn't have that added brain power of running when the time comes.
He'll fight.
I've seen him jump out from underneath a car at a Doberman.
Really?
And the Doberman jumps and runs away.
Wow.
It's my friend's Doberman. And, there's a constant war going on between these two. If he's not going to run away from the Doberman, he's not going to run away from
the
fisher.
Cat.
He used to go out. The reason I kept keeping him inside.
If he lives, he'll run away.
the fisher's just going to tear him to pieces.
Yeah.
Just like the raccoons did. He got into some raccoons when I was in Florida, and, God, I don't want ever to happen again. He was all bloody and messed up. Had to take him to the vet.
So the shelter's executive director, Phil Morgan, said that while the risk may be remote, the policy will remain just in case. Quote, it's kind of an urban legend, but the humane industry, it's pretty typical that shelters don't do adoptions of black cats or white bunnies because of the whole satanic sacrificial thing.
White
I didn't even
bunnies?
Hear of the white bunnies thing.
Never heard of the white bunnies.
Do you sacrifice a white bunny on Easter, or is that a Halloween thing?
I don't know. I better call my mom and let her know so she can warn me about that next year.
Morgan said, if we prevent one animal from getting hurt, then it serves its purpose.
Well, it doesn't serve its purpose because they're only doing it from October the 28th through November 2nd.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're at the very, very, very least, you learn your lesson if you're, you know, a black cat sacrificing weirdo. You learn your lesson, and next year, you know, in mid-October is when
I like the Humane Society. I think they do great work. I've always gotten, whenever I've gotten an animal in the past, it's always from the Humane Society, and I will continue that when I get another one. But this is just silly.
Reactionary.
Yeah. Some animal experts, however, say the practice does more to hurt animals than to protect them. The vice president of the American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals in New York City says black cats already suffer a stigma because of their color. Why penalize them any more by limiting the times when they can be adopted? You know, it may just be the case that it's Halloween and you might think of black cats more often during Halloween and you might think, hey, I might just want to go adopt a black cat, in which case you'd be rebuffed by this particular Humane Society. And it's not made clear that this is something that goes on at a variety of Humane Societies. It's just, this is the one that got reported on. Idaho Humane Society spokesperson D. Fugit. Fugit? I could say that another way, but we won't do that. Said that while the temporary adoption bans used to be more common, several years of working in Idaho has proven to her that there's no need for such measures. Quote, if somebody comes in here and they're strange enough that we'd question why they're adopting a black cat on Halloween, then we're probably not going to adopt any animal to them. Yeah, you don't just get to walk into the Humane Society and grab a pet off the shelves and leave with it. Unlike a store that'll sell a pet, they don't care who you are. As long as you got cash, they'll sell you the pet. The Humane Society wants you to, you know, fill out some information. They want to make sure that you're an okay person, that you're not a sick freak. You know, they actually care about the people that they adopt these animals out to.
They do.
Anyway, she says, it doesn't seem to be a justifiable reason for not adopting black cats. We're absolutely inundated with cats that need homes right now. Black cats tend to be adopted less, by the way, than other felines do. A study published in the Journal of Applied Animal Welfare Science in 2002, comparing, by the way, just to juxtapose here this article with the EVP crackpots, there's a Journal of Applied Animal Welfare Science. I mean, there's so much science out there, so many people interested in the most niche things, animal welfare science, but nobody's interested in the EVP. Anyway, comparing coat color at animal shelters found that black or dark brown cats were much less likely to be adopted than white, gray, or mixed color cats.
You don't even see straight black cats very often. It's kind of a rarity.
Behaviorally, there's no difference from the color of the cat. It's tied into this whole mythology about the animal. Don't let it cross your path or some other foreboding or foreshadowing of evil, and that's an outdated superstition. All superstitions are outdated and unnecessary. Nonetheless, Kim Antino, the director of Animal Sheltering Issues for the Humane Society of the United States, says it's not clear exactly how many shelters still seasonally ban black cat adoptions, but it's a trend that seems to be fading along with the once common bans on bunny adoptions. I was right, it's around Easter, or puppy adoptions as Christmas gifts. Now, that is a really bad idea, by the way.
It is a really bad idea.
Do not give a puppy to somebody as a Christmas gift, because that person...
Unless they've asked for it.
Yeah, unless they've asked for it, I suppose, yes. But if you just give somebody a puppy, they aren't ready for this. They don't have the things that are necessary. They may not even be somebody who can handle taking care of a puppy. One of the worst gifts you can give somebody. Anyway, she says, if there were people out there performing rituals with animals, then I would think that Halloween would be a time for that. But a good adoption process would tend to weed that out, she said. There's going to be incidents of weird abuse that happen no matter what, and the remedy is not banning black cat adoptions. Yeah, I mean, if a weirdo is going to slip through your clutch, you know, going to slip through the screening process, it's going to happen at any time of the year. To suggest that satanic rituals only go on Halloween if there are actually satanic rituals going on is silly.
Well, I would think that the best reason for it is so that they don't have to listen to complaints by people like my mom, who come in the whole time. You aren't going to allow that anybody to adopt that black cat on near Halloween, are you? They're going to use it for a satanic ritual.
It's okay, ma'am. We've put a ban on them for 4 days.
And it's probably the reason. You know, if you really want to adopt the cat, 4 days later, won't be a problem.
As for pet lovers dying to take home a feline in Kuntene County, the shelter's not is happy to adopt out animals. The would-be black cat owners will simply have to wait a few days. And as you pointed out, to anybody who's serious about sacrificing a cat, they'll make a note on their calendar for next year to adopt their cat before the ban goes into effect.
Yeah, the ban certainly, you know, there's some problems to it, and I don't know how one would address those problems if, in fact, this was a real issue, people sacrificing black cats and that kind of thing. I would think on Halloween that you wouldn't, I mean, if black cats are, you know, the partners of witches, why would they want to sacrifice them?
Yeah, you'd be sacrificing a white cat instead, because those are the good cats.
I guess.
Anyway, if nothing else, he said, the ban gives the shelter a chance to educate the public about the other dangers pets may face during the Halloween season. Quote, it gives us a chance to remind people about safety and their pets. Always make sure that you can always, this isn't the excuse. You can remind people this anytime you want to. Always make sure that you keep Halloween candy out of reach of
press.
Good point. And if you own any cat, I would make sure it stays inside. Dogs can get frightened by all the kids in the costume, and the constant door opening of trick-or-treating gives animals a chance to run away. Yeah, my dog used to freak out. Not my most recent dog, but my family dog when I was growing up used to freak out during Halloween. All the people knocking on
the door.
There's
all those people knocking on the door.
And the kids.
It's a dog's job to freak out when somebody
right.
knocks on the door. That's what they do.
But it was worse during the 4th of July. Then it was just, we had to put the dog in the garage because it was just freaking out. Saw the explosions and things like that going off. Hey, you can still, you can join us online between now and the next show at freetalklive.com. All kinds of great stuff there, and it's all for free. But I forgot to mention, you should shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. If you want to help support the show, that is one of the best ways to do it because a percentage of your purchase goes to help Free Talk Live. If you buy through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, there's 35 categories to shop from. A lot of the products have free Super Saver shipping. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. We will see you tomorrow night, and happy Halloween.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.